It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I just love being active and I really want to be outside every day, even when it's cold. I sure could use some active eating advice from our guest, who is a sports nutrition expert, Leslie Bonsi. She has authored many books, one being The Active Calorie Diet, which I highly recommend. But she's also the nutrition trainer for the Kansas City Chiefs, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Blue Jays. The list goes on and on. She's even been a trained ballet, professional ballet troops. So we are so honored to have you here, Leslie. My gosh, I need your help. You've even trained Olympians. Let's start with
it is so much fun to do that, and I'm so thrilled to to be here and to really to talk to everybody, because everybody wants to find a way to optimize their performance, whether they're an Olympic athlete or whether they're just getting out there for a walk.
So you deal with us everyday people as well, because you're out there with the big-time pros.
Yeah, I like to deal with real people. Actually, it's my preference to do that way.
So is there a little message here that these pros aren't real and maybe the Olympians sometimes are? Anyway, let's move on. What do you mean by nutrition conditioning? You know, let's just get to the heart of what that really means.
Well, when people think about working out and they think about conditioning, which is usually their physical activity that they do. So I think nutrition conditioning is the hand-to-mouth exercise. So we think about what we're eating, we think about when we eat it, we think about how much we eat it, and realize that we have to customize and personalize it just like people do with their workouts.
Hand-to-mouth exercise, that is brilliant. Carolina, go ahead with your thoughts. You're ready, I can tell.
No, yeah, I love the idea, especially calling it nutrition conditioning, because it implies that it's a lifelong process and something you have to keep and you'll be consistent with, just like working out. If you have a physical conditioning and you do it for a month and then you stop, then, you know, the benefits have stopped right with it. So same thing for this nutrition advice, right?
Well, it's the gift that keeps on giving, and the fact of the matter is that we want consistency in terms of doing it regularly, but we also need to be able to modify it as needed depending upon the individual. So, for instance, somebody might say, I'm working out, and, oh, now I'm diagnosed with diabetes, and so how do I modify my eating to help with my workouts and all those types of things, and that also allows it to be a little bit more varied so we don't get bored with what we're doing.
Okay, you said a magic word, consistency. I think that is where so many of us fall down. We start off with good intentions. We read your advice. We take your advice. And then 3 days later, we sort of start losing that consistently. So could you just talk a bit more about how important that consistency is?
Well, one of the reasons to be consistent is that when the body is in a routine, we're actually more likely to keep up with that behavior over extended periods of time. Secondly, we know from very recent research is consistency in terms of number of meals, especially regarding the way we eat protein over the course of the day, has a huge role to play in whether we're actually able to maintain our muscle or lose our muscle. And the third thing is that I have so many people that say to me all the time, they're tired. Well, when we look at what happens with eating, if you do very little and then you shovel it all in at night, you're going to be exhausted because your body doesn't have the energy it needs during the day. So really thinking about it from the quality of life aspect, there's a lot to be said for being consistent.
Wow. Yeah. And in just that statement you made, I already identified two or three different nutrition conditioning tips, but let's give it to them more clearly. So athletes like me that are not striving to be Olympians anymore, but still training for a small race or just trying to be active on a daily basis, what should be the first tip that you can give us?
The first tip that I would give is to parenthesize your workout. So for instance, in the middle, either somebody's actually doing their workout, or they might be lifting, or they might be competing, like doing a 5K or whatever it is. And so we think about what is the warm-up and the cool-down. And the warm-up and the cool-down is what you put in your body beforehand and what you do when you're done, because your body's always in a state of prepare or repair. Those are the choices, and so you want your eating to complement that.
Oh, wow. So I have to, I'm getting back to the hand to mouth exercise. So we have a warm up eating program and a cool down eating program. What are some things that, and I know it varies per activity. So if you're doing endurance versus something that requires speed, is there a general first nutrition warm up food we should have in the
there
cool
is.
Down?
What would, there is, and one of the things is we're really looking small amounts. It's not a meal. It's more like an appetizer. And so, for instance, if somebody says, I work out in the morning, then a very simple thing to do is to split your breakfast. So maybe before you work out, you're having your banana, and when you're done, you're having your yogurt and almond. Or maybe you're doing something like an egg sandwich, so maybe you do half before and half when you're done. And on both sides of that, you accompany that with some fluid. So you know, a lot of times people make a smoothie that's the size of a fat. So instead of that, because then you're ready to erupt when you're exercising, is
guilty
about dividing it, right? If you do half before, yeah, half after, then you're fueled before you start, and you have something to help you recover on the back end.
Absolutely. And not only that, but you didn't add any calories to your total daily intake, because I think one of the biggest problems I have had, even with my own clients, is when we start talking about exercising and eating before and after, just this nutrition conditioning tips that you just gave, a lot of people look at me and say, well, then I'm going to be eating more and I'm trying to lose weight. And so, you know, that explanation is key, is dividing. I absolutely love that, making sure that they understand that you're not eating two breakfasts. You're just eating half of your breakfast before and after, or if you're doing exercise at night, half of your dinner and after. So love that. You mentioned hydration. How important is that?
Hydration is critically important. And first of all, from a weight loss perspective, if the body is not optimally hydrated, the body is more likely to burn muscle when we work out than fat. And most people, that's really not their goal. They would rather be burning body fat. Secondly, the risk of injury goes up if we are dehydrated or subhydrated when we work out. And the third thing that happens is that if we don't get enough fluid in, then our workouts are harder, and we might find that that's the rate limiting step. Oh, instead of spending 40 minutes on the treadmill, I could only do 20 because my body's exhausted. Well, then you're not burning the calories because you had to stop short of when you thought you were going to.
Wow. So are we talking about just water, or are we talking about sports drinks or coffee? I mean, people drink lots of different things. What do you recommend?
They do. And if you're going to be doing something before your workout that has some calories in it, then you really don't have to have additional calories in your glass. However, if somebody says, well, I'm not really comfortable with solid food in my stomach before exercise, then indeed they might decide to put calories in the glass, whether that comes from a small glass of juice. Some people use sports drinks. They're not necessary for everybody. Some people use milk. It really depends upon what is most comfortable. And also people need to realize that it takes about an hour for a 20-ounce serving of liquid. That's like a standard-sized water bottle to leave the stomach. So if you start with a gallon, it's going to be leaving your body in a very unpleasant way. So we don't want to do that.
That makes a ton of sense, and it's so obvious once you put it like that. Let's talk about one last tip. We talked about eating before, eating after, and hydration. Is there a general last-minute tip that we can give to what to do with the rest of the day?
Absolutely. I love the idea of creating a great plate, and I always use visual. So a great plate is a hand-sized amount of protein, two-fifths of whatever you do in terms of fruit and vegetables, and probably one-fifth of whatever it is you decide to do with your grain. Some people might need more, but that general makeup of the plate tends to work for most people.
That's fantastic. Well, guys, you heard it here from Leslie, and she has trained professional athletes, continues to do so. So these are tips that you can use every day for your own workout routines, for nutrition conditioning of your mind and body as well. Thank you so much, Leslie, for being with us today. I want to send everybody to your website, and that's activeatingadvicebyleslie.com, and look for her book, The Active Calorie Diet. It'll have all this information and more. In the meantime, always come back to the Family Food Kitchen. Eat well and stay well.